Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we definitely have some calls on the line, so I'm going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Nick is in Massachusetts.
Nick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, thank you. Patrick, I purchased a little alloy vera plant.
Okay, an aloe vera, yep.
Whatever that is. But I only purchased it because my sister had bought a bigger plant. And she asked me, she said, well, why don't you buy one for your house? I said, okay. But I bought the very, very small plant. It was small, about 4 inches wide or something, maybe about 3 inches tall. But it had a few things on it. Now, when I purchased it, I didn't know what I was purchasing. She told me it's good to have it. It's good for different things. I have no idea. But I transferred it 2 weeks ago to a bigger pot, which is a 7 inches tall pot, to an 18-inch round. And as a matter of fact, Lowe's, they gave me the pot. And I put some plastic underneath because if you water it, it would go through the plant. So
yep.
I covered that pretty good. But my question is this. I tried to read on it, and it said there's very little water. And also that when I transplanted it, that little pot, I got this empty pot and I put it inside. And I put the soil in first. I made a hole into the soil, pot and soil, and I planted it. I took it out of the small pot. Now I'd like to know if it's going to grow. I don't know. I filled it up and I put a little Miracle-Gro in it. But to me, it looks good. I mean, I don't know what to wait for, how long I should wait to find out if it's taken root.
Well, so it can take, a couple of weeks for it to start settling its root system in there.
Yeah.
One easy way to find out if it's rooted, which I don't foresee an issue with you worrying about, but
right.
What I would look at is... In about a week, 10 days or so, grab the plant a little bit and try, and I don't mean like try to yank it out of there, but grab it a little bit to see if it's mobile. What will happen then is then you'll be able to say, all right, it's got some, it's starting to root. I'm starting to feel some of those roots, which means it's definitely getting in there. I honestly foresee it being fine.
because it's a very durable plant. This is a very good plant to have around, as your sister said. You can cut it, put it on burns, those types of things. It's got those types of...
Oh, really? You can put it on a burn?
Yeah, so when you... The substance on the inside of the leaf, you can actually has... helps with burns. So if you were to...
In the leaf, maybe?
Yeah, so when you cut the leaf, it has like a liquid substance that comes out of it. And that right there can help with burns. That's why you'll see a lot of times, like say at the grocery store, you'll see it's almost like a green bottle, like a lotion to put on your skin after you've been out in the sun and you have a sunburn.
Yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
Yep, and that's where that aloe is coming from. You're just getting it right from the plant itself.
Oh, the origin of a plant.
Exactly. So you're getting it right from the beginning, the good beginning start, instead of having to get it developed through the plants, etc. So it's definitely a good plant to have in the house. Things like that. But
it's good for the skin, Patrick.
Yes, it's good for when you have burns on the skin. So I definitely, it's a good plant to have.
I hope I don't ever get burned, though. I don't want to do that.
Exactly,
What about I just want to ask you this. I pushed it down a bit. I transplanted it on Saturday. Friday, I forget. But I pushed the soil down a bit to make sure it'd be tighter. But I maybe made a mistake. But
nope,
I didn't pay very much for it, so.
No, you should be all right.
Yeah.
I don't see a problem with it. Sometimes when you do push the soil down around it, you can actually, it's like filling it with water and allowing any of the air gaps to just kind of settle in. So I don't see a problem with it. It doesn't need a lot of water, as it is, marginal. It's not a hard one to grow either. So you've picked a good one to work with.
Right. Well, I just want to ask you, how much water do you put in it, and when do you water it?
You might be able to water like once a month, once a week, and once every 2 weeks.
Once a week, once every 2 weeks.
Something along those lines.
I'm going to give it a chance, Paul, Patrick.
Yep.
I'm going to give it a chance, and thank you very much, because your show is very interesting.
No problem.
I'm going to move on, and... I gotta have something.
The plants are always a great, great thing to have.
Good. Well, thank you again, and thank you for having this show for the people.
No problem, Nick. You have a great rest of your day.
Yes, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Exeter.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks for keeping a great Sunday morning tradition going. I know your father's smiling down at you for sure.
Thank you.
But you're welcome. I have a problem with my impatience. And I know in the past your dad had mentioned it. I think it was the same type of summer we're having now. So I'm growing on right beside my garden, overhanging. They get plenty of shade. They get a couple hours of morning sun. But they're literally, like, melting. And, all the foliage is falling off them. They look terrible. There's other impatience in the rest of the afternoon. But I remember your dad talking about a fungus or something. It was agrifos, I think you recommended at the time. But we've had coleus in there for the past 3 years. We skipped, and they do really good. These look really good. Now all of a sudden they're failing. So should I give up on trying to grow them there? Or I guess that's...
Yeah, I don't think I would give up. I think a lot of it has to do with the environmental factors we're dealing with right now when it comes to the rain and the cooler temperatures. That disease that you touched on is a downy mildew that hits impatiens. A lot of the newer varieties don't get it, but it can still happen. I mean, these are the conditions. These are the perfect conditions for it. So I'm not going to say it's definitely not that. What I would, the questions I have for you would be, you know, did it start from the top up, for the top, or was it the bottom up?
It just kind of, like right in the middle of it, they just started looking really sick. And now there's a, you know, all the flowers are falling off them, and the stems are laying over. They just look very sickly. And it's, I guess it's coming from the bottom by the looks of them.
Okay. Because the bottom up, usually that, you know, that's the it's weather related. It has a lot to do with water sitting in the on the lower parts of the plant and keeping the moisture in there versus allowing the moisture to freely flow with like airflow. And that's kind of what's been happening with this. And that's kind of how the downy mildew shows up. It almost shows up the same way. So, you know, I wouldn't completely give up, honestly. I think this year is just an anomaly when it comes to the growing for the impatiens. You could use the Agrifos again to condition the soil for next year. But I wouldn't give up, honestly. If you want to hang tight, I can give you a little bit more information on the other side of the break, and we can figure out what else we can do. So hang tight for me.
Okay, great. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Fair Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrients deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with John in regards to his impatience, having some, looking basically like the downy mildew happening again, and it's a perfect storm for it weather-wise. And just after doing a little bit more research here and there, I definitely would say that it has the makings of it. And that product to use used to be called AgriFoss. They actually changed the name to it to GardenFoss. So it's the same thing. I think they changed the name so because it can be used on so many different things, and it wasn't being, you weren't seeing it like that. So what you can be looking at to use it can be used as a foliar spray on the plants itself, so that it will get rid of them. Because the downy mildew, what's crazy about the downy mildew is it is one where the spores actually move in water. So it's not like you can just hope that it stops raining and then hope that that's what's going to take care of it. But if you have it, that's how it starts. It'll move that way. So it's not great news. But I do believe you can take care of it. And I think it has a lot to do with just the weather we've been having this year. So I wouldn't give up on impatience. So the foliar.
Should I treat the ground maybe too?
So there's also a soil drench that you can use. It's on the back of the product. It'll say exactly what's on there. A lot of time, like downy mildew is a foliar spray for the plants, but it's not going to do much for your impatience this season, right? And impatience, at least in our area, are considered annuals. So what good is it going to do for that with the foliar spray? It's only going to, you know, help them in the future. So that's where the soil drench comes in. You can put it right on the back. What I would look at, it would be kind of, there's a phytophthora, which is like a root rot. Look at it as that on the back of it. It'll call it a soil drench. And you can actually, it's like an eighth of a teaspoon per gallon of water. You apply each gallon of solution to an area of like 4 square feet. You do it, like it says to do it once a month. So I would do it once you've cleaned out the area this fall. And then I would do it in the spring before you plant, once the ground starts to kind of get ready for the season, right? That's when I would do it again. But I think this season had a lot to do with it. I don't foresee us having another rainy July again the way we did. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but I kind of feel like this is just an anomaly for what happens. Because usually it's a warm weather.
And last year we were not getting any rain. We were too dry.
Exactly. I mean, I think this is the first year in like 3 years maybe that we aren't talking about a drought this time of year. Maybe even longer because, I mean, we've had some major droughts in the past few years.
Right. The rain is definitely welcome, but it does take its toll on the garden for sure. Hey, Patrick, can I ask you a quick
sure.
question about squash bugs and pumpkins?
Sure.
So my son last year, he tried growing jack-o'-lanterns and giant pumpkins. Of course, would get decimated by the squash bugs. You know, using tape and pulling the eggs off the leaves of the plants. I'd go out there at night and I have to get the flowers wet, but, you know, spraying like neem oil, chrysanthemum oil, and like Captain Jack.
Yep.
Which seemed to be working, but there was just too many of them. Is it better to plant pumpkins later in the season? Like, we do have a little greenhouse. Like, start them first the second week of May and not plant them till like the end of June and see if you can miss the life cycle of the squash bugs and maybe plant companion flowers with them that they don't like.
Well, so it yes and no. The real big pumpkin growers start early, right? Let's get into that a little bit. I want you to hang tight because this is an important one, because I know a lot of people are planting a lot of different things at home this year, and this can help everybody. So hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we'll get more info. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A fall in case numbers last month raised hopes that Britain may be reaching herd immunity, but experts warn against complacency given uncertainty about new variants and autumn's return to school. Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
It is very, very important that we don't allow ourselves to run away with premature conclusions about this.
Tenants saddled with months of back rent face the end of the federal eviction moratorium Saturday, a move that could lead to millions being forced from their homes just as the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus is rapidly spreading. The Biden administration announced Thursday it would allow the nationwide ban to expire. Its hands were tied after the U.S. Supreme Court signaled in June that it wouldn't be extended beyond the end of July without congressional action. This is USA Radio News. Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic gold medal on floor exercise. USA Gymnastics announced Sunday that the six-time Olympic medalist has opted not to compete on floor, where she won gold in Rio de Janeiro and placed second in qualifying last week. Jennifer Gadarova of Britain will replace Biles in the finals, which are scheduled for Monday. During a CNN town hall, President Joe Biden revealed what leaders around the world are asking him after 4 years of the Trump presidency.
You ask, you know, when I went to this G7, all the major democracies, I walked in, and I know a lot of them because of my role in the past. And they walk in, and I said, America's back. And they go, I'm serious, heads of state. I give you my word as a Biden. I said, are you really back? I mean, how can we believe you, Joe? But will the country ever get it together?
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, before the break, we were talking with John, and squash bugs have just taken over. And, you know, there were questions, you know, do I plant earlier? Do I plant later? Do I plant companion plants? Now, some of that is yes, some is no. So let's go over a few things here to prevent, right? There's no real pesticides that do well to get rid of squash bugs. This isn't one where you can put a systemic and just be fine with it, right? So let's talk about prevention when it comes to the squash bug for next year going forward. So at the end of this season, make sure you get rid of all the squash vines that have been in the garden. And when I say the squash vines, we want to get rid of those, but we want to get rid of any of the other type of what they call corbets. Now, corbets are melons, pumpkins, squash, and cucumber. So if you have cucumber in the garden, get rid of those as well, okay? What you want to avoid next year, any straw or hay or anything that you put down in the early spring on top of it. You want to look at crop rotation. Crop rotation is huge when it comes to seeing insects happen if they happen in the same spot every year. Place them in another area. Companion plants, like you were asking. One of the companion plants to help repel squash bugs would be nasturtium, right? Nasturtium would be a good one to plant around it. And this would help get rid of some of them off there. Now, you had mentioned, do I start later? Do I start earlier? What happened? What do I do? Well, they like to come out in June. Now, pumpkins take a while to really grow. So if we were waiting till after they really came in, we'd be waiting till July, and then you really wouldn't get your pumpkin growing. I know you have the greenhouse, but I think waiting is not really the option. Now, you can actually get these planted earlier. What happens is you can actually cover your plants, like a cloth that you can cover the plants with, and cover them. You remove it just for the pollination needs, as you're starting to see some of the flowers. But this can help delay, some of the squash beetles really taking over, right? And that's like the first month of spring we're looking for, that you could do that. They also say to get rid of some of the squash bugs that you have, place like newspaper or like a board or a shingle or something in the garden at night. What happens is all those squash go underneath the hard surface, and then in the morning you come out, they're all going to be under it. You can squish it, get rid of them. You know, it's not easy. Right.
No, it's a challenge, and the garden's 150 feet by 25, and we actually buried the whole thing when he started this last year. So it was just a heavy duty weed barrier that you take a propane torch and you melt a hole through it.
Yep.
You know, to put your plants in.
Yeah.
And it works awesome keeping the weeds out. But I was wondering if they crawl under that. We did rotate them from one end of the garden. It's going to be interesting to see what happens this year. Haven't seen them out there yet, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be part of it. But again, the crop rotation is a huge thing. There's, like I said, there's really no like insecticide that's just going to take care of it. It's not an easy one just to get rid of. So hand picking, usually, you could even get like a bucket of water with like soap, some Dawn dish detergent mixed in it, and try to get as many of the insects, and just get the insects into the water. That'll kill them to get rid of them. But the big thing too is just getting rid of any of the weeds, the leaves from last year, from this year at the end of the season. Get rid of them. Don't keep them around. I mean, I wouldn't even compost them.
Yeah, burn pile. We all go in.
Yeah, perfect.
Get rid of them.
Perfect.
Well, thank you very much, Pat. I really appreciate it.
No problem, John. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. See you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Nathan, who's up next? All right. We'll keep on keeping on here. You know, there's a lot of things going on that in the garden this year that have to do with environmental factors that we just can't control. The amount of rain, the amount of everything, really something to think about. You know, think about all these factors and say, all right, it's not me. This is what could be happening. So that way you're not blaming everything on yourself. So definitely, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. You know, there are ways to fix a lot of these things, and we can help you out with all of those questions. Another thing we should be thinking about, and I mentioned it this morning, but I want to mention again, with all this rain, insects, you know, mosquitoes start hanging out a little bit more. We're going to get into warmer weather. We've had the standing water. We've had tons of rain. We've had the perfect conditions for mosquitoes, which brings Triple E and West Nile virus. And there's a product out there that is perfect to help prevent these. Now, you can use a product from Summit Responsible Solutions. They have mosquito dunks, and then they have mosquito bits. Mosquito dunks look like little donuts that you can place in standing water. That's including rain barrels, bird baths, rain gutters, etc. You can even put them in you know, little streams or a pond that you have man-made in the yard, it will help prevent it. So it's definitely something to use. It will actually last for 30 days and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or more. It's an organic product for use in organic products. So definitely not going to harm you or your pets or your family. So definitely worth it, but it's going to help prevent some of these diseases that are going to be, you're going to start hear more and more of it, because we're now getting into a drier period where these are going to be affected. So this is Mosquito Dunks by Summit Responsible Solutions. Take a look at their website at summitchemical.com and you can get great information. Looks like they redid the website recently and it's got tons of information, so definitely look at it. Now, Nathan, who's up next?
Billy Bob Joe is in Midlands, South Carolina.
Billy Bob Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I was trying to find the nearest bus station.
All right.
Actually, you know what? I don't want to talk about the bus. What do y'all want to talk about?
All right, Billy. I think you are looking for the bus station, but I have no idea what the bus station is. I appreciate you calling in. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir. Now, Nathan, who's up next?
Richard is in Canton.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Paul, thank you for taking my call. The reason why I'm calling is I'm planning on having my house power washed because it's going to be painted.
Yep.
And the concern that I have is I've got a lot of foundation plantings around the house, and I'm concerned that depending upon the solutions that these companies use, that they could damage the plants. Do you have any suggestions with regard to that whole process?
Well, so are they, when they're coming out to power wash, are they using a chemical on it? Because not all of them do. Go ahead.
That I'm unsure of because I'm at the beginning of this process.
Gotcha.
So I just wanted to get some information as to what would be the best process. So obviously, some chemicals I would think would be detrimental to the plants, but then maybe there are some that they use that aren't.
Well, definitely. So, you know, I had my house power washed right before we sold it in April, right? And they came in, they just washed it without a solution on there, and there are no problems with any of the plants. Now, it depends on what they're doing. Are they power washing it to help chip some of the paint? Are they power washing it to just get it clean down to the surface? It will all depend. Is there mold? Is there mildew? Those types of things. There are some sprays out there, like you've probably heard in the past. My father's talked about Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an algae and mold killer. It's actually a way it's not going to harm your plants. A lot of these companies that are coming in to spray your house know that there's going to be plants around it. What can you do? If you're, you know, first off, I would call them and see what they use to get the determination, all right, this could be detrimental to these plants. If that's the case, get some tarps. And when they come in, have the tarps placed over the plants so they're not getting the foliage. You can't help the water getting into the soil. That's just going to happen. Maybe they're going to be using like a soap and water. Now, a soap and water, we use that with insecticidal soap when it comes to some of our plants. So it's not a bad thing. It's not going to harm your plants. But I would think that a company like this is going to come in and use something that's not going to hurt your plants. That being said, it wouldn't hurt to call them and just say, hey, I'm concerned a little bit about my plants, and I would really, like to know what you're going to spray with and how you can help prevent it from killing my plants. Because at the end of the day, they're coming to your property. You have control over them. But some of the newer, some of the companies that are doing it now are really just using like water to clean the house, or just a mix of a little bit of soap, and it's almost like an insecticidal soap.
It's interesting. I've used Wet and Forget in the past,
yep,
and that hasn't been a problem, but that's mainly been on the roof. The runoff, yep, on the roof runs into gutters and away from the house, so it's kind of protected it from that.
Well, so,
but the big problem that I'm dealing with, well, I shouldn't say it's a big problem. It is just a problem, is that this oak mold that forms on the roof because there are a number of oak trees around the house. And what happens is that as rainwater runs off, it blows off from time to time against the side of the house, so you get a dark kind of buildup mold on the side of the house. So it's really to remove oak mold. But I appreciate your suggestions. I think that's a very good path to follow.
Awesome, Richard. Yeah, like I said, just give them a call, too. And find out what they're using. They're coming to your house. You have control. Take it over. And good luck. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll go back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Nancy is in Dennisport.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Problem. How can we help you?
I was listening earlier, and excuse me, you were talking about a squash bug, and I'm not sure if that's what I have. I was calling about my cucumbers, and it happens every year, usually in August. This time it's happening a little sooner, and everything starts to wilt. Everything I have is in a container. These are up off the ground, and it started with a leaf wilting. It looks like you need to water them, and it also looked like they were eating the leaves, and I thought, oh, ate the leaves, that's all it is. But and I've seen a little bug. I don't know if it's a squash bug or not. It's yellow with black stripes, very tiny.
That's actually a cucumber beetle.
Okay.
So it is different than that one. The other ones almost kind of look like they're all legs versus like a little beetle like that. So this cucumber beetle, there's a couple ways to take care of it. There's organic ways, then there's synthetic ways. preventing for next year is probably one of the things to do. It's hard to say. I mean, are you using the same containers each year?
Yes.
Okay. Same soil that's in the container and everything?
I clean them out probably about half the soil. They get new soil about half the container.
Okay. You always, so the soil that you leave in there, do you mix it with new soil? Or do you leave it on the bottom and then just put more on the top? Or how do you use it?
I try to mix it a little bit to get the good stuff on the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah, mix it in a wheelbarrow and add
perfect
to it. And
so what I would do, since this has happened a couple years, for next year, I would try to go all brand new soil. Okay. And at the end of this season, what I would do is wash the pots out okay, so that they can just be cleaned out. But for right now, so if you're seeing them on there, the product you want to use, there's an organic product from Bonide called Tomato and Vegetable. It's a ready-to-use spray that you can spray all over the plant. It's organic, so it's not going to hurt the fruit that's on there, but it will get rid of these little beetles. It's strong enough to suffocate them. It's a mixture of sulfur and pyrethrins, and so the combination of the two will actually get rid of them that way. You can buy it in like a ready-to-use, so it's just a trigger spray. You can find that at a local garden center without a problem. That's going to be your best bet when it comes to it. You could also, if you can't find that one, I'm trying to see. I think while we're talking, I'm trying to pull up another product
here. Should I not put those in the compost?
This insect doesn't overwinter in like the leaves or anything, but just as a safety type thing, I would get rid of them completely. Okay. But I think this is the year to just start fresh next year. And I'm not saying necessarily get rid of the pots. I'm saying more get rid of the soil, but the pots, you could just wash them out with like soap and water.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that would take care of it. You could use like a neem oil on this to spray, but I think the sulfur and pyrethrin, if you can find it, is the better one for what you're looking at.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Go ahead.
You had talked to me about the fruit worm on my tomatoes. I had seen some pictures sometime.
The hornworm?
No, it was a fruit worm.
Okay.
And never mind. It's okay. I can hear the commercial coming up.
Oh, yeah, if you want. It's okay. If you want to hang tight, we can go on the other side of the break, and let's help you out. You've already called. I don't want you to have to hang up and come back.
Okay.
So hang tight for me. We're going to go into a break. Our phone number is 855-660-4261, and we'll be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.